This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Vitamin D3 plus K2, absorption versus direction, how the pairing works. The D3 plus K2 pairing has become supplement shelf orthodoxy, usually explained with a slogan that is directionally right and precision poor. The two vitamins do occupy genuinely complementary positions in calcium physiology, and there are sound practical reasons to co-dose them. But the honest version of this story requires separating what mechanism establishes, what trials show, and what remains marketing extrapolation. Two different jobs in the calcium economy, vitamin D3's role is quantitative. Its hormonal form, calcitriol, switches on the intestinal machinery of calcium absorption, channels, transport proteins, pumps, determining how much calcium crosses from food into blood. Without adequate D, absorption efficiency drops sharply, and no downstream protein can compensate for calcium that never arrived. Vitamin K2's role is directional. The GLA proteins it activates, osteocalcin in bone, matrix GLA protein, MGP, in vessel walls, are calcium handlers. Carboxylated osteocalcin participates in binding calcium into bone matrix, while carboxylated MGP is the body's strongest known local inhibitor of arterial calcification, the K2 mechanism story. One vitamin governs the inflow, the other arms the proteins that influence deposition. The complementarity is real, and there is a genuine mechanistic hinge between them worth naming. Osteocalcin and MGP synthesis is itself upregulated by vitamin D, so D3 increases production of the very proteins that only vitamin K can switch on. D without K raises the number of unloaded guns. K without D has fewer guns to load. What the combination evidence shows, stated carefully, the mechanistic hinge invites a strong prediction. D3 plus K2 together should outperform either alone. The honest reading of the trial literature, supportive but not definitive. Several trials, largely in postmenopausal osteoporosis contexts, many using MK4 with D, found combined supplementation improved bone mineral density more than either vitamin alone. Animal and observational data consistently point the same direction, including toward less vascular calcification when both are adequate. But the trials are heterogeneous in forms, doses, and populations, and no large long-term RCT has yet tested the modern combination D3 plus MK7 against hard skeletal or cardiovascular endpoints head-to-head. The disciplined conclusion, each vitamin's individual case is solidly evidenced, the combination is mechanistically coherent and trial-supported, and synergy, claims beyond that outrun the current data. A pairing this rational does not need overstatement, the insurance logic, and the practicalities. There is also a plainer framing that requires no synergy claims at all, correcting two independent shortfalls that frequently co-occur. Vitamin D insufficiency is widespread at northern latitudes. Who is at risk? Functional K insufficiency, elevated uncarboxylated MGP and osteocalcin, is equally common. Anyone supplementing D3 for the first is at trivial cost, closing the second at the same time. Practically, the pairing is friction-free. Both are fat-soluble molecules ideally carried in an oil drop vehicle. Both work as once-daily doses with a fat-containing meal, and MK7's multi-day half-life makes the routine forgiving. Typical evidence-anchored doses, D3 commonly 800 to 2000 IUD status, MK7, 90 to 200 micrograms all trans. Two standing caveats. Anticoagulated patients follow the warfarin rules before any K2, and neither vitamin is a license to mega-dose calcium itself. The direction system works with normal dietary calcium, not as an escort for excess. The clinical bottom line, D3 sets the calcium inflow. K2 activates the proteins that influence where calcium settles, and D3 even boosts production of those K-dependent proteins, making the pairing mechanistically genuine. Combination trials are supportive, particularly for bone, while the definitive D3 plus MK7 endpoint trial remains unwritten. Meanwhile, both deficiencies are common enough that co-dosing is simply efficient risk closure in one oil drop. Take the pairing for the sound reasons, not the slogans. Primary sources Van Balaguyen AJ, Pilz S, Tomaschitz A, Grubler MR, Verheyen N. The synergistic interplay between vitamins D and K for bone and cardiovascular health. A narrative review. Int J Endocrinol, 2017-70-745-4376. MH, Drummond NE, Smith E, Vermeer C, Thoisin E. 3-year low-dose minaquinone 7 supplementation helps decrease bone loss in healthy postmenopausal women. Osteoporosin 2013-2499-25507. L. et al. Comparison of vitamin D2 and vitamin D3 supplementation in raising serum 25-hydroxyvitamin D status. AMJ Clin Neuter, 2012-95-357-1364. LJ, Cranenberg EC, Vermeer C. Matrix Gliprotein, the calcification inhibitor in need of vitamin K. Throm Hemost, 2008-100-593-603. NDA Panel, Dietary Reference Values for Vitamin D, F2016-4547. Information on nutrient function, not medical advice. Anticoagulated patients must consult their physician before any vitamin K intake. Individual dosing belongs with your clinician and your test results.